Welcome to the Gospel Light Minute X. This is Daniela White, and we are glad that you have tuned in. Today, Daniel White III is going to share with you from a fresh and unique perspective how you can get to know Jesus Christ for yourself. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 20 books. He has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is the president of Gospel Light Society and Torch Ministries International. Now here's your host, Daniel White III.
Somewhere to hide from all of this madness. This is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, reminding you, beloved, of what the Bible says, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. You can't keep up with the news today without noting that most of it is worrisome, to say the least, scary, and outright depressing. Turn on the TV or browse your favorite news web portal, and you will be confronted with story after story of death, tragic accidents, rape, terrorism, political instability, and war. The constant stream of negative news is affecting people's mental well-being. Health and psychology expert Carolyn Gregoire writes, "Exposure to negative and violent media may have serious and long-lasting psychological effects beyond simple feelings of pessimism or disapproval." The work of British psychologist Dr. Graham Davey, who specializes in the psychological effects of media violence, suggests that violent media exposure can exacerbate or contribute to the development of stress, anxiety, depression, and even post-traumatic stress disorder. Exposure to negative news can lead to a pessimism and world weariness that leads us to perceive the state of the world in an overly negative light. End of quote. It has gotten so bad that some, such as best-selling Swiss writer Rolf Dobelli, have advocated for cutting out news consumption altogether. But with ubiquitous presence of the media in our lives, via televisions, computers, phones, tablets, social media, and other always-on devices, this is extremely difficult. Yet, for their own mental well-being, many are looking for a way to hide from a world seemingly gone mad. In the words of singer-songwriter Maggie Eckford, better known as Ruel, there's nowhere to run from all of this havoc, nowhere to hide from all of this madness. But there is. If you are looking for relief from the negativity and havoc of society, you can find it in the Almighty God through His Son, Jesus Christ. David, the psalmist of Israel and king of Israel, wrote, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust." Note the benefits of taking refuge in God. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence, disease that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Wouldn't you like to be free from depression, worry, and fear over the terrorism, death, destruction, disease, and darkness that seems impossible to escape? You can only be free from these things in your heart, mind, and soul if you turn to God and place your faith and trust in His Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, "In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." He also said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." You can have that peace, even in the midst of the chaos of our world, if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ today. If you do, the Bible says, "The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep," that is, God, "and protect your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Would you like to have peace in this world and then enjoy eternal peace in heaven with God? If so, there are a few steps, simple steps, you must take. Here's how you can be saved from sin and hell and even have peace and joy in a world of havoc and in a world of chaos. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." The second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now that is bad news, but here's the good news for you. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul. And he will save you, for Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend of mine, if you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead, and you want to trust him for your salvation today, It is very simple to do, for the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. The Bible also says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Please pray with me right now this simple prayer, and mean it from your heart, and God will save your soul. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner, and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins, my faults, and my failures. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and I choose to follow Him as Lord of my life from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Dear friend of mine, if you just trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior and you prayed that prayer and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, you are now saved from sin and hell and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God. Congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, please believe by faith, share the faith, and keep the faith. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this Gospel Light Minute X broadcast. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or would like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit www.gospellightsociety.com for more information. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to gls@gospellightsociety.com. This radio broadcast can be heard daily on BCNNRadio7.com, Buzzsprout.com, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and Live365. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover God's amazing grace and love. Now here's a song that will encourage you in your newfound faith in Jesus Christ. God bless.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that